So today we're here to honor, among others, Brigadier General Benjamin Davis Sr., lived from 1877 to 1970. And let's talk about his connection to the Miami Valley and his accomplishments. He was actually the first African-American promoted to the rank of general in the U.S. Army.
Yes, he was the first African-American one-star general in the United States Army. He also was here in the Miami Valley. He taught at Wilberforce University. He was the professor of military science and tactics. He followed after Colonel Charles Young, who was the very first African-American colonel who Brigadier General Davis served under. Brigadier General Davis also worked at Tuskegee Institute teaching military science and tactics, but he was here in Wilberforce helping to raise African-American officers from the Wilberforce University.
Very accomplished person throughout his life.
Yes. In fact, he graduated high school early, took classes at Howard University. He enlisted during the Spanish-American War. He then became a lieutenant, especially rising to the ranks, to the rank of lieutenant. In those days, it was very, very hard. He also had a son by the name of Benjamin Noel Davis Jr., who he persuaded and kind of pushed into the ranks of the military. In fact, his son went on to become a four-star general, and his son was the commander of the Tuskegee Airmen. So he lived what he taught. He taught people how to become officers on and off duty. He had a life of service. He traveled during World War I, also in World War II, with the Army to help ease some of the racial tensions that were going on. He actually laid the groundwork for what came along after World War II with the integration of the military. He saw that they were African-American soldiers that were eager to fight, that wanted to lead, be in leadership roles, and also wanted to rise into the ranks. And he also made sure and told the people that were in charge about that, that these men were leaders. These men could do anything that any other soldier could do.
And as a well-respected person, that message got through.
Yes, it did. I mean, to rise to the rank of a general during the time of segregation in this country, in the military, and also in the country as a whole, says a lot about his character. He was someone that was well-respected, above reproach. His words, his word was basically his bond. Anyone that wanted to know anything that was going on with in the African-American community and the military, outside the military, would always seek out the advice of Brigadier General Davis. One of my favorite stories of him, about him, is that he would teach here at Wilberforce, and during the off-season, he would go with some of the wives of men who were lost during World War I over to Europe to help them with the grieving process at their graves. And then he would come back and continue with his teaching. So understanding that his title could help draw attention to some of those women that were grieving, he would use that title to also bring attention to what was going on with segregation practices in the military.
With regard to race relations, racial issues today, what message can we take from the general's life that we could apply to current times?
General Davis, he never let anything stand in his way. If a door was closed, he would try to find a window. He stayed the task no matter what was going on. In fact, him being constantly put at different universities was a way of kind of keeping him away from being promoted. But what he did while people were trying to keep him out of the actual combat duty actually led to him being promoted down the line because he did such a great job at what he was put to do. So certain setbacks that may have been seen as a setback to other people was actually preparing him for something greater on, because he was a lieutenant for many, many years. He was slowly promoted, but even in his 50-year career, it was always a standard of progression. I mean, he joined as a private in the 9th Cavalry during the Spanish-American War, and by the end of his career, he was the very first African-American brigadier general, staying the course. Whatever happens, whatever negative thing that may come in your way, do not look at it as something to deter you from your goal. Stay the course, and in the end, you'll come out on top.
Great. Robert, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.